when I was a kid, we used to just ring a doorbell and run, and it was hilarious. Like, these kids aren't getting, they're just numb to that.
You're right.
So they need to go the extra step forward until it feels like they get the little hit, like the little spike.
It's like watching pornography.
Yeah.
Eventually, you're watching cartoons fuck each other.
Octopi.
Tentacle porn. Yeah, you're watching the tentacles try to take you out Snow White just to get a nut. Welcome back to Shit They Do Not Tell You. And my name is Steve Green.
Hello, welcome back to Shit They Don't Tell You. I'm Nikki Limon.
And this is my beautiful, beautiful wife, Nikki Limon.
I'm Nikki Limon.
And today, indeed.
Green.
Indeed, today, we are talking about the things that YouTubers do for clicks.
Yes. Many of things that they do for the clicks.
They do so very many things for the clicks. And before we get started, I just want to preface this show by saying that me and Nikki are not hypocrites in any way, shape, or form. I have never proven
it. This thumbnail probably has like a lot of clickbait.
No, it's telling a story about what we're talking about. An accurate story about what we're talking about. So yeah, me and Nikki are not, have not, ever been, or never will be hypocrites. And so, so that's just want to start with that.
No, definitely not.
Yeah. So the life of a tuber is an interesting one, right? You have to constantly try to push the envelope if you're in like that, what do you call it? Like the popular area of the tubes?
Trending,
thank you.
Yeah.
You got to be out there like slitting each other's necks in videos and stuff.
Well, it's not just YouTube anymore. It's TikTok. It's Instagram. There's so many different platforms, Twitter, that you can go viral on.
And they're all competing for your eyeballs.
And it's very juicy to go viral.
There is kind of a formula to go viral, right? Something very visual, obviously.
Something that is out of the scope of most people's everyday lives.
Yeah, something that is an exaggerated version of reality, perhaps.
That you can't imagine yourself doing.
Or as a kid, you always imagined yourself doing it, but you lacked the means to do it.
Yeah.
Like fill your pool with ice cream.
Yeah.
Pool boys hate you.
Yeah.
Pool boys absolutely hate this trick.
Plumbers hate you.
Plumbers hate you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your neighbor hates you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because the smell after.
Pretty much.
Imagine the smell.
A lot of people hate you.
Yeah, absolutely hate you. But.
But you got a lot of clicks.
The viewers love you.
The viewers.
And that's what matters.
Pay you.
Exactly.
Not from their pockets directly, but.
With their eyeballs.
Via their eyeballs.
Their attention.
Yes.
By the way, your attention out there has value. We really appreciate you guys giving your attention to us.
Thank you for watching. You can like and subscribe, you know, like check out our Patreon.
Helps the show.
Like,
check out our Patreon. Really helps Nothing the helps show. The show more than our Patreon. Patreon.com/sticky.
We will not
sticky.
Be filling our pool with ice cream because we're not hypocrites. So if
exactly.
you want to like support the show, that's nice.
But we will have a special Patreon tier where if you want to see our
pool filled with ice cream,
we're
yes.
building. We're going to build towards
it's,
it.
It's called the pool tier.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Patreon.com/sticky helps a lot. Thank you very much. And also I do a show on there called Crypto Corner every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We go through the crypto markets. So one of the craziest, there's many crazy things mm-hmm. that me and you have witnessed personally.
Yes.
But I want to start off with a few honorable mentions and some mentions too where, you know, there's this weird competition that happens, right? Where it's like, you know, whether you're in the vlog squad and you're David Dobrik and all these people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like there is like a real, you know, you're always competing with your last video and like you're trying to drive more engagement.
Yeah, it seems like it becomes an addiction. I've never been in this type of world, but it seems like, you know, yeah, I have felt that like, there's a certain standard. Now I have to continue that standard and top it, you know?
Yes. Yeah, and you know, I think I was the closest to this being a viral video maker back in the day, right? And / prank artist
yes.
and shit. But I don't know, man. You tell me what you think of this. So have you ever heard of the Stokes twins?
No.
Okay, their names are Alan and Alex Stokes, and they're popular tubers. They have like 6 million tuber subscribers. They're also on TikTok and all that stuff. Now they did a prank where they basically wore black ski masks, holding duffel bags of cash,
mm-hmm.
and then they called an Uber. And then when the Uber got there, the Uber's like, "Yeah, I'm not picking you guys up," and mm-hmm. canceled the ride.
Mm-hmm.
And then a bystander who watched this interaction thought that they were trying to carjack the Uber guy. They called the cops, and then the entire ordeal ended with the driver being held at gunpoint.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, by who?
By the Stokes twins.
Wait, what?
Yeah, dude, they were... Yeah, dude.
So they went from prank to, like, actual felony.
Yeah, they... I mean, these guys...
Is it a real gun?
They got a felony count of false imprisonment.
Yeah.
Affected by violence. It was not a real gun. But basically, like, you know, telling the Uber driver to freeze.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if it's a real gun.
It doesn't matter. Obviously, a hilarious satirical prank, though.
So hilarious.
A good message behind it, too.
I definitely... laughed and yeah. You just didn't hear it, but I did.
Same. You know, it's going through the legal proceedings, if you will.
That's scary as shit. I would sue if I was the Uber driver.
But you don't think that the Uber driver, after they show him where the camera is, he doesn't go like, oh my god, and starts like laughing, and he's like, oh my god, you guys really had me.
He definitely giggled a ton.
Yeah, that's what I think. I think he looked at probably at the first GoPro, and then he saw where all the other ones were, and he's like, oh my gosh,
I've been had.
You guys got me so damn good.
What a good prank.
He's like, I shit my fucking pants.
I actually shit these pants.
Yeah, he's like, can you guys actually help me out with the dry cleaning bill? Because I pretty much caked these things.
These are, jeans are expensive.
Yeah, I caked these son bitches. Okay, I'm going to tell you a story about a...
So they're going through proceedings right now?
They're going through legal proceedings, yeah, of course.
Good.
Yeah, for felony.
That's great. I mean, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
What did they think was going to happen?
Well, they knew that they were getting a hilarious video.
True.
Yeah. So there you go.
It's going viral.
Not to correct you too much, but. So there's a chick named Mona Lisa Perez.
That's not her real name.
That's what she says. So she has a channel called Mona Lisa and Fam with her boyfriend. And they decided to do a stunt. And you actually told me about this one.
Oh, yeah. This is the couple that did
they
this.
They did a stunt where... So he's going to hold a thick book in mm-hmm. front of his body.
Yeah.
And then she's going to shoot him with a real gun.
Mm. That sounds like it'll work.
It's pretty funny, though.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds funny.
Yeah, it's funny.
Because, like, shoot that book.
Yeah, it's like, shoot that book. Yeah. It's like a metaphor about 1984.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, unfortunately, he just got shot, right? Straight up. Like, it went right through the freaking
book.
Right
through the book.
He got shot.
So, books aren't bulletproof.
That's correct.
Well, why don't we make our books bulletproof?
Why doesn't Hollywood stop falsely portraying Bibles as bullet stopping?
Yeah, true. Or, I mean, and same with, like, because I wanted to try a hilarious prank after watching the movie Superman, in which Superman stops a bullet with his eyeballs in front of his face and plucks it out of the air. And I was going to try that. And then my friend that knows a lot about guns was like, don't try that. And I was like, you're right. It might not work.
Were you going to use a false eyeball, or were you just going to shoot yourself in the face?
No, I saw it in the movie. Okay. He used his real eyeballs.
Yeah.
I saw it.
I know. You're right. So, yeah, that's kind of those. He was pronounced dead on the scene, obviously.
Yeah.
God, that's just, it's crazy because, like, you know, there is that thing in the back of your head of, like, this would get hits.
Okay, but, like, if you're the girl or, like, either one of them, like, it never goes through your brain, like, this might not work. Like, a book might not stop this
bullet.
But
maybe they read so many positivity books that they're like, of course it's going to work. And maybe people should stop reading too many of those.
Yeah.
Because I think they probably were just like, Motivation Monday.
If I'm not on the frequency of getting hit by a bullet.
Yeah, exactly.
Then I won't attract that into my life.
See? Now you kind of see where their headspace was.
I get
maybe
it.
At.
Yeah. And it's hilarious.
And they were.
It is hilarious.
It's hilarious. But also on their Instagram, they had some rise and grind images.
Shit.
Yeah. So like the motivation stuff definitely.
Yeah. That's
played
like
a part. A deadly part.
He rose and ground for the last time.
Oh, I like that. Okay. This one, you're not going to like that much. And nobody really should.
Oh, man.
So, there's YouTube stars that did a travel channel by the name of Riker Gamble, Alexi Laika, and Megan Scaper.
That wasn't the name of the channel, but those were the people.
No, yeah, those are the names. But
they were
which
in
one
it.
Did you know?
Riker and Alexi.
Yeah.
He was there. I met him, but I hung out with Riker.
Riker, okay.
Yeah.
Right. So yeah, their channel was called High on Life.
Yeah.
And they were...
There were other members in this channel too. These were just three of them.
Yes. They still are going, but these three are not, unfortunately, because they were swimming at the top of, you know, a waterfall in British Columbia. And the girl, Lexi, I think, right? Or no, Megan. The girl, Megan, she slipped and then fell like 90 feet below. Well,
okay, so she slipped, and according to the story, Alexi tried to save her, and then Riker tried to save him.
Yes.
So they were like a chain trying to save Megan, and then they all fell off.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
And they fell like to their deaths,
that was
unfortunately.
Super, super sad.
Yeah, and they, you know, their kind of whole thing was High on Life, like an extreme travel channel.
Yeah, these like it really caught a lot of attention for should these type of extreme channels exist.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things too where, and we're going to talk about some more of these examples too, but you know, I guess a year prior to their deaths, there was almost like a wake up call, maybe warning shot almost from the universe where, you know, they got banned from U.S. federal land for 5 years after like basically going to Yellowstone and like parkouring all over the fucking place.
I see.
Yeah. And like they were like doing all kinds of different stuff to the National Monument at Yellowstone.
I see.
Which is just like natural rock formations and stuff.
Yeah.
But if you do things like that, like jumping off of that stuff.
Yeah.
They really don't like that.
They don't like that.
No, that's like defacing it and shit. It's a national park. So yeah, they got banned for 5 years the year prior to this. So it's almost like, hey, maybe don't like fucking like
do things.
Do the thing that they do, which is very popular, right? Like don't just go to the monument, but like show people an angle of it that they've never seen before.
Right.
Like climb the fucking thing. Like show you up George Washington's nose if you're up in South Dakota.
South Dakota.
Yeah, Mount Rushmore, right? Like take you up, you know, Abraham Lincoln's fucking nostril and shit.
Was it Richie Rich where he like had a secret
base
there? Yeah.
In there? Yeah, I think so. Sick movie.
Yeah, sick movie.
We'll be reviewing that soon, by the way. Official review.
But what if like, so if they hadn't been banned from the U.S. national parks, then they wouldn't be in Canada at this waterfall, maybe.
Good point.
I don't know.
Hey, how did you meet them and what was your
interaction? So I met them in Vietnam, in Nam.
back in Nam.
We were there for a brand deal, a very popular alcohol brand. And they were doing like cool like drone videos with the bottles, and it was cool. Like the stuff they were doing, everything they did was like flips and like tricks. And Riker actually was in a cast, and I think crutches. His leg was hurt because he had gotten hurt off of a different stunt. And that's why like I was talking to him a lot more about like what they do. And he had a girlfriend, and like I think they were getting really serious. And so like there was a lot going on in these people's lives, and it was really sad because it was so sudden. Like he had just commented on one of my Instagram posts the day before this happened.
Jesus, man.
So it was just like really close.
I remember when you found out.
Yeah, it was just like surreal. Stunning. To like, wow, that person just commented on my post yesterday and now they're gone from the earth.
Yeah, it's bananas, man.
Wild.
But this kind of thing, right? Do you find yourself watching these sorts of videos?
I don't, because I don't like the ones that where they're up high and they could fall. Like, it freaks me out too much. I have too much anxiety.
That puts my stomach in my fucking feet.
Yeah, same.
Just looking at a picture of it does.
Yeah.
And speaking of that, perfect segue. Wow, true professional hosts here.
True professional.
Do you know who Wu Yongning is?
No.
I think I just nailed his name.
Probably. You're wearing his name around your neck.
Nice. So he was like a daredevil, right? And like he was doing a lot of different skyscraper videos.
Skyscraper videos are just like the worst ones.
And where they're not just going up the skyscraper either. Like they're holding GoPros off of sticks, like on the top of the fucking steeple, basically balancing on a ballerina shoe.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's like banana balls shit.
Crazy.
And I don't know how they're not like shitting their pants the entire time.
I have no idea.
Because I would be caking all kinds of genes.
Maybe they like know that it's a sim that we live in. And that's so they're not as scared.
They see it as the Matrix.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so this guy, he was like pretty well known too, like in the stunt community, and like there's like a group, there's communities of everything.
Sure, yeah.
But like in the community of like the climbers and all that stuff, he was really well known. And he was trying to win, this is where it gets kind of weird too. So he was trying to win a prize.
Okay.
Like to advertise for like a brand.
Oh.
And so like if he had, you know, when he was climbing the skyscraper when he died.
Yeah.
He was trying to win like 15 G's. And so.
That's not that much for your life.
It's not. Well, and I don't know what the app's called. It's called Huajio.
Okay.
In China. They got found at partially responsible for his death because of that fact.
Oh, shit.
So they had to pay, and this part's kind of wild, they paid like $4,300 just as like our bad. Oh. It wasn't even the full 15 Gs.
Wow.
To his family. But yeah, he...
Did he win?
He did not win.
So that's why they didn't pay the full 15 Gs.
Yeah, I don't know how that went, how it the contest either, because they don't really name it. They don't really say what the contest was.
Maybe they don't want to like promote it.
Don't want to promote it. But yeah, he was, you know, he was always filming himself doing all this stuff. And so like, you know, he's done parkour videos.
What was the contest? I mean, what was he doing when he died?
Oh, he was on a skyscraper.
Uh-huh.
And then he slipped and he actually plunged, I think, 100 feet.
Holy shit.
Yeah, he actually didn't, like, he actually fell onto like a balcony.
Oh.
And then he was found by a maid later on.
And he was still alive?
He was dead.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but like, yeah, that was enough to kill him.
Wow.
Yeah, because when you hear this falls off a skyscraper, you think he's on like the middle of the street or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it wasn't like a crazy fall compared to what I thought when I heard the story.
And did he still have like the video of him during it?
You know, I don't know that this is the one, but there is one of that I've seen before.
Yeah, of someone falling.
Of a guy who was like kind of doing the same thing. He was kind of showing off.
Uh-huh.
And he was doing pull-ups on the end of a skyscraper. And you can tell he just kind of pushed it a little too much, maybe did one too many reps. And then you can see him just kind of holding on. And he's like, eventually just lets go because he doesn't have the strength to get back up. It's insane. That one, I think he fell quite a bit.
That's really sad.
Yeah, I'm sorry to bring it up. But you asked. But
I did. It's my fault.
Yeah. But that one's crazy, man. And like, this is just another thing where it's like, man, these guys really, they really do go for it. But, you know, this kind of a type of person, right? Like,
yeah.
People who crave that rush, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Can't say that I've ever felt that way before. All right, now I'm going to tell you about a tuber who thought it would be a heckin' good idea if he took an airplane.
Yeah, that's the one that started this topic for me.
Yeah. He took an airplane and he's like, you know what? I want to promote this wallet that I like this company's paying me to promote. And I want to promote it in a radical way. It's going to get a hell of a ton of views. It was a brand deal?
I didn't know that.
It was. So he takes a plane that he buys and then he fucking crashes it.
On purpose.
But he doesn't just crash it. He bails while it's in the air, in midair. He bails out with a chute and then parachutes to the ground and then like watches it go into the side of a hill.
Yeah.
And then he's basically going to go to jail for a long time.
Yeah.
For this.
Yeah.
Because he didn't just purposely crash a plane, which you can't do.
Right.
He also, they say he covered it up because he cleaned it up.
Yeah, he did.
But like, you know, the way that the FAA does this stuff, if there's a plane crash, they have to investigate mm-hmm. what the hell happened. It's all federal aviation rules.
He messed with that.
He messed with that by cleaning it up, even though like, is that the responsible thing to do?
No.
Well, one would argue, I don't want to leave an environmental impact, even though I just crashed my plane on the side of a fucking hill and probably killed 10,000 squirrels or whatever.
Very thin argument.
Maybe that's his argument.
Could have killed a
person. As his lawyer, that's what I'd say.
Could have killed a person.
Yeah, but I mean, he did it in the middle of nowhere.
Well, it wasn't. It was in Santa Barbara.
That's the middle of absolutely nowhere. No, he did it in like the mountains though.
Yeah.
So yeah, and there's nobody there.
I know so many people that
he
live
did it in Goleta.
Yeah.
There's nobody in Goleta. People in Goleta hate Goleta. No, so then, yeah, he collects all of it, right? And then they basically say, you're hindering a federal investigation, actually. So that's that's obstruction of justice.
And then he tried to say that, like, it was an actual emergency for why he jumped out of the plane. But that was like...
Which, by the way, you have to try.
You have to try,
you
yeah.
You gotta try, right? If you're
it's
in
like,
the hot
water...
He had
so many camera angles, and he pulls out a GoPro, like...
And he's, like, smiling.
Yeah.
He's, like, thumbs up thing, like, he fucking did it.
Yeah.
And he's on the ground, he's like, hell yeah! He's, like, hugging his fucking mom and shit. You gotta love that.
Yeah.
What'd you think of this video? Did you watch it?
I did.
What'd you think of it?
I was like, okay, a guy crashed a plane. Like, I guess none of these are as exciting as the amount of work they put into it. You know, like,
that's interesting.
Like, me watching it as the viewer, it will never be like, I don't think it's balanced the amount of pleasure I get to how much you risked for me to watch this.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Do you know what I mean?
No, like, it does, yeah.
Like, it could go viral, sure, but like, I guarantee you, no person watching is like so fucking mind blown for the rest of their life that like, of how much you risked.
Yeah, we've never been this way, I guess.
Yeah,
where I'm like, man, everyone's gonna love this shit.
Yeah,
every time I upload something, I'm like, I'm sorry,
like, who thinks that's so sick that he crashed a plane? Like, most people I know that watched it are like, what a waste of a plane.
That's what I think. And you know what the like a little kid would think? Why didn't you just give me the plane?
Exactly. That's exactly what I think.
I want a plane.
I'm like, I want to fly the plane. Like, you just crashed it, you could have given it to me.
Dude, that's what... So we have a buddy named Richard Ryan, and he has a whole channel where he like shoots Apple products with guns and shit.
He also wingsuits out of fucking planes.
He does. He's a psychopath. Certified psychopath.
I think he did a brand deal with, you know, that dragon movie.
He's
obsessed with that
movie.
He's
way too obsessed with that. I don't even know if he did a brand deal. I think he did it for free.
I think he did it to pitch it to
How to Train Your Dragon. He loves that movie so much that he had a wingsuit made of the dragon from that. So he looks like the dragon when he's flying around, which is insane. That is what a true 8-year-old would do.
Yeah.
But this is a 40-year-old man.
I love it.
It's hilarious.
I respect his passion.
He's a sick man.
Yeah.
Truly a sick man. But no, he, you know, whenever he would do these videos where he like takes the new iPhone. So he would actually like spend the night, go get the new iPhone, drive to the desert, shoot the fucking thing with a 50 cal, upload the video like at 2 p.m. the same day, right? And then all these kids in the comments are just like, why didn't you just give me the phone? That always was like the most liked comment.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like a 12-year-old kid who's like, oh, I want that iPhone so bad. Why'd you have to shoot it?
Didn't you use his, like, he got an early edition of like a PlayStation or something?
A PlayStation 4.
Yeah, PlayStation.
He got the brand new PlayStation 4. He takes it out of the desert, shoots with a 50 cal, and then he tells me he's doing it. And I'm like, yo, can I have it after? And he's like, what are you gonna do? And I'm like, I got a fucking idea.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I took that, like, it was shot with a 50 cal.
Yeah.
I take it to Best Buy, and while everyone's waiting in line, I just like walk in with a PlayStation 4, like concealed, obviously.
Yeah.
And I take my wrapping off, shove it in my pocket. And then I walk out with a PlayStation 4 in the box. It was like pristine box.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, and then everyone's like, what the fuck? And I'm like, why aren't you guys just go get it? Like, you bunch of idiots, just go fucking get it. What are you waiting in line for? I don't wait in lines. And these guys are like, what the fuck? And then like, as I'm walking away, because I was just talking shit, right?
Yeah.
I drop it. Mm-hmm. And I drop it like, I don't know, 3 inches from like where the box is to the ground.
Yeah.
And it hits the ground, and then I open it up, and it's completely destroyed. And I'm like, yo, guys, don't fucking buy a PlayStation. This shit's crazy. Like, you can't even drop it even a little bit. and all these guys are like, holy fucking
shit.
This
is when we first started dating. I remember this prank. It was funny.
They couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
They're like, that is a real PlayStation 4. Holy fucking shit. You just drop it and does this shit? That was really fun. Well, we're going to go on a little break right now, a little breaky break.
Is that okay with you, Franklin?
And when we come back, we got more tubers trying to grab your eyeballs, just like we're trying to keep your eyeballs here.
I mean, you could listen on audio without looking if you want.
That's true. We do appreciate your ear holes as well. Sounds like it's something a tuber would say.
Your eyeballs and ear holes.
Yeah, let's go. We want to fill them both
up. We want to penetrate them with our voices.
The sexual innuendo. We'll be right back.
In case we, unless we are not. Because
dark.
We do something really crazy.
Dark.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey, thanks for listening to our podcast. We just want to take a break to tell you to, like, thanks for listening to our podcast. And if you want to rate it, that would be really awesome for us.
Like, listen, we're on break. We're not talking to you like podcast hosts right now. We're just talking to you like people.
As a friend.
And we just want to say, please rate the show because it helps out huge amounts.
Like, we're not desperate. We're, like, kind of desperate.
We're giving shout outs right now to all the people who are giving it ratings. So, huge shout out right now to Brian Jorgensen. That was sick of you, dude. Thank you. God bless. Huge shout out right now to Mark W. in Springfield, Connecticut.
Back to our podcast.
Jenny Blake.
Hey, back to our podcast.
In Tuscany,
and
Florida.
Back to our podcast.
God bless you. Thank you.
Steven.
Thank you for supporting the show.
And welcome back.
And welcome back.
Support us on Patreon. Patreon.com/sticky. Helps the show. So check this out. There's unfortunately a guy who passed away as well. His name is Timothy Wilkes. And him and a friend of his approached a group of people outside of a shopping center.
Mm-hmm.
And it had like one of those trampoline parks, right?
Oh.
And him and his friend had butcher knives out, hoping to just freak the fuck out of people.
Well, yeah.
But guess what? Someone was so freaked out, they just pulled out a handgun and shot the guy.
I would be that freaked out. I mean, I don't have a handgun to shoot anyone with, but I would be that freaked out.
I would be that freaked out.
If someone was...
people just chasing you with a knife.
Chasing me with a knife?
And you're
Are
not
you
in, like,
me?
Halloween Horror Nights.
It's, yeah.
Like, this is like a... just a regular place.
Also, like, there's so many videos of people getting stabbed, like, for real. How do I know you're doing a prank?
That's the thing about
it.
That's
not a prank.
I don't get what the you're, yes,
what's
you're getting
the
no reaction, but what's the bit? It's just funny that people are reacting to someone holding a knife and running at them.
Are you also going to bring up that guy that, like, parkours on people's cars and, like...
Which guy?
There's a guy, I don't know, it always pops up in my Twitter feed, and I don't take note...
There's a group of people,
yeah,
that do parkour stunts, and they actually get chased by cops, and they, like, they're known for this, and this is like their thing. But, like, you know, while the cops are chasing them, they're doing such insane parkour shit that they can get away.
That's crazy.
So it's on video. They're filming themselves doing a crime and running.
There's a person doing it. Oh, they're GoProing themselves.
They're GoProing it on themselves.
Whoa! But then I can't see the cool stunt you're doing because it's like on yourself. I need like an angle.
Well, they have multiple people doing it.
Oh,
so, like, you can see it from their angles.
I see.
Like, as their team does it. But yeah, it's like, but these people are like pushing the envelope and getting arrested for it.
They're like a bunch of Spider-Mans.
100% Spider-Mans out there.
Yeah.
They're probably across the Spider-Verse and probably. So yeah, is that who you're talking about? Like people like that?
I don't know. It's this one guy that keeps popping up in my feed, like my Twitter feed.
And he's parkouring all over
people's
shit.
Well, yeah, he does a lot of other stuff too. Like he like breaks into people's houses as a prank.
Oh yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
That guy is in a lot of trouble.
Is he? Because every tweet I see, like, he's out there doing shit. He hijacked a train? What the fuck?
Hold on, hold on. I can't get my shit to load at all.
Okay, like, it's a, okay, he's a TikTok prankster named Mizzy, and he's hit with new charges after hijacking a train, GTA in real life. He's facing three new charges after bursting into the cab of a train and fiddling with its controls in a viral video that's sparking outrage. He's an 18-year-old Bokari Bronze Ogero.
What the hell does that mean?
That's his name.
Oh, okay.
But he goes by Mizzy.
Yeah. Yeah, he's been doing all kinds of shit. Like, he'll... So, you know, this is one of those live...
He ran off with an elderly woman's dog. He walks up to strangers and asks them if they want to die. He enters the homes of complete strangers, like, as pranks. It's a prank, bro.
Classic prank. Yeah, he did that, you know, entering people's home as a prank thing. And the thing about it, too, it's one of those things where your interactions with your audience are... This is what sort of fascinates me by the whole thing. The supply and demand nature of it, because the audience is like, he's like, hey, what do you guys want to see me do? And they're like, walk into someone's house. You know what I mean? Like, just being shitty kids, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, that's what I'm doing today. That's how I'm pushing the envelope.
Oh my God.
That's where he like sources his ideas. It's like, it's insane.
So he's sentenced with a 2-year criminal behavior order that prevents him from trespassing on private property, as well as filming others without their express consent. But it's not putting a stop to the antics. So over the weekend, there was a clip showing Mizzy and several other people hijacking this train. And they called it GTA in real life.
It's a good title. They didn't have a good thumbnail for it, in my opinion.
He pleaded not guilty to the charges, though. So,
well, yeah, because he has this thing where when he gets... arrested, he has somebody outside like holding a free Mizzy sign. It's just another social media interaction thing. Yeah, this is kind of like one of
his own mother refuses to let him back in the home as because of the antics.
So, well, all he needs is one of his kids to say, enter your mom's home, and I guess he'll do it. Yeah. To me, this is one of the most you need wild examples sometimes to underline a point really well.
Yeah.
And this is like kind of perfect for that.
Pretty crazy.
It's insane. What about what were you saying about the Tide Pods thing?
Oh, yeah. I was just thinking, like, I mean, the number of things that people do for clout, which I guess, you know, it's even more mind-blowing to me because this wasn't, social media wasn't a part of our childhoods.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't really there until we were well into adulthood. Like, YouTube wasn't even invented until 2005. We were already out of high school. So, like, we were already adults when YouTube was invented and then took another couple of years to take off, right? And so we were, like, I was fully 21 by the time people were beginning to become YouTubers, like, right, entering a partner program or whatever. And so none of the other social media platforms even existed yet, and that took a lot of time to develop. But now... as part of everyone's like high school experience, middle school experience, like social media is such a big part of that. And because everybody at your school is seeing it, like the desire to become popular via videos and be like a TikTok star or a Instagram star or a YouTuber, like is really big, and not just big, but it's something that is achievable. Like, you can go viral very easily on TikTok. And so the best way to do it is to do something extreme, because people will definitely want, like, whether they want to or not, like, it's like looking at a train wreck where you can't look away. They definitely will look at something extreme. And then, hey, you're, guess what? You're a viral star and everybody thinks you're cool and popular. Like, what an easy way, if you're having low self-esteem issues, to all of a sudden, you know, gain popularity and get that little boosty, you know, that little boost of dopamine.
But then your haters think that you're dumb, though.
But you got haters. That's crazy. You got haters. That's true. Haters want to hate because you're so cool and popular. So, like, the Tide... First, there was, like, the fire challenge where, like, kids were, like, literally lighting themselves on fire. Like, so how long can you stay on fire before hopping in the shower was, like,
wait,
the thing.
What?
You didn't hear about this?
No.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it was everywhere. Like, so they light themselves on fire, and it's, like, how long can you be on fire before being a little bitch and having to jump in the water? Like, having to jump in the shower. They were getting fucking burned. Like,
no shit.
Like, completely, like, body burns, like, having to go to the hospital, like completely fucking
on
fire.
What's the Guinness Book of World Records for being on fire before you jump in the shower?
I don't know.
Some kid out
there.
And
I'll never know, but that kid holds the record. And then the Tide Pod Challenge was that the pods just look so juicy, I guess. Like, I don't know how that one came about. I have no idea.
It was a tuber, I think.
But how did that happen?
I think they were just doing a video for shits and gigs.
So they just ate Tide Pods?
Yeah, because it's like, oh, that's crazy. It's a challenge, right?
Well, it looks like it'd be delicious. So I think that's where it stemmed from, is like, what if we did eat it?
Right.
But like, really? It's fucking chemicals. Like, why would you...
You know what else is cool and it's a chemical? Mercury. But it'll kill you.
It is pretty cool.
It's cool as shit.
When they used to play with it, like...
It's cool. My mom used to play with it.
Yeah.
My mom's like, we used to play with it in school. We didn't know it was so bad. But yeah, no. So there's a guy named 8Booth. And he's another one of those, like, stunt guys.
Mm-hmm.
So he actually... decided to jump off a ledge into a pool at the Pacific Edge Hotel in Laguna Beach. And he broke his fucking feet and ankles so bad he couldn't walk for months.
Of course. I'm surprised he was able to, like, swim to the surface.
Me too. Yeah, me too. But, you know, he also, like, you know, went viral for it, right? So, like, and this got national news attention, so that creates another thing, too. Because He's still uploading. He's not uploading like as much as he used to now because he's healed. This was a couple years ago.
But you know what's crazy is there's all these people out there doing all this stuff for clout. And like, I don't even know their names. Like if I didn't meet a few of them in Vietnam, like I wouldn't have even known about that channel. Like they're risking so much for so little notoriety, really. Like Evel Knievel, we all still know who he is. And he's like, not have been a long time since he's done his stunt.
It's been a minute.
But like he gained notoriety for all these like crazy dangerous things. I don't know any of these people. And I think like even if they did become super famous, they have like a 2-year shelf life before like everyone forgets about them.
It's so true.
It's so sad.
Yeah.
Risk so much.
And Evel Knievel's last stunt was wild. Did you see that one?
No.
Yeah, it was a deathbed stunt.
Well, I'm sure.
So yeah, he was like on his deathbed and then like, you know, he passed away.
Hmm.
It was insane. So let me tell you about a guy named Jeff Wittick.
Okay.
He was part of David Dobrik's vlog squad.
Okay.
And David Dobrik's vlog squad has gotten in trouble over the years, obviously, for many different stunts and different things and pushing the envelopes and all that stuff. Well, one day... they decided that they're like, they got like a mud hole. It's like, which is like, you know, water with mud and like a lake environment.
Mm-hmm.
And they rented a crane. And so they got the crane out in the middle of the water and then they attached to the end of the crane, like a rope. And so they just had a bunch of people in their vlog squad, like grabbing the rope and like, then David Dobrik was controlling the crane and like whipping them all the fuck around while they're holding onto the rope.
Oh my gosh, that's insane.
It's insane. And they didn't really set this up in an intelligent way,
mm-hmm.
because they're so close to the land that you could fling somebody into the land.
Yeah.
Too. Like it's not like, oh, everything's safe because it'll just hit the water.
Right.
Like you could fling them right into the freaking embankment easily, the way they set this up. Right. So. This guy, Jeff Wittick, he is holding on to it. After there's a chick who's holding on to it first, and she's basically like clinging on, and she's like, "Hey, fuck this! Like, you know, you're crazy or whatever." And then she barely gets out of there, like without like hurting herself. And then Jeff's on there, and he gets flipped all over the fucking place. And like David Dobrik, he describes he did like a little, tubumentary about this,
okay.
where he described it like, you know, I thought this was gonna be a great video. I'm out there trying to make a great fucking video,
sure,
and I forgot that like the biggest fucking idiot I've ever known is behind the controls of the crane, like David Dobrik.
Uh-huh.
And so then, you know, he's getting whipped around. He's like, oh shit, and he actually ends up, just cutting his face open so bad by the time like he hits the water, with his face, basically.
Oh, shit.
And he's going like, I don't even know, probably fucking 60 miles an hour.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, just, and he hits the water with his face.
Right.
And then they said that, like, they described the scene as, like, it looked like his face, like, got ripped off.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But it was, like, the side of his face right. was cut.
Still.
But you can't tell what's going on. It's water and blood everywhere.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, this guy's basically saying, like, you know, it kind of brings up the moralism of all this stuff of, like, damn, dude, they really just were like, let's get a crane, put it in the middle of the fucking water, and then I'm just going to thrash all my friends around for the vids and for the views.
That's wild.
Right?
Yeah.
And, like, didn't David Dobrik just start, like, doing, like, sketches in his apartment?
Mm-hmm.
You just, it's just kind of becomes that thing that we're talking about. Where
you get more and more extreme.
You get more and more just to push the envelope a little bit more to try to get your views up a little bit more next mm-hmm. month because you want to be better and better.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, Mr. Beast just every fucking week does the same exact video. $1 boat versus $100 boat versus $1 million boat.
He said more than that. He filled his brother's house with slime or elephant poop or whatever it's called.
Look, I like Mr. Beast.
Yeah.
I'm just saying he makes the same exact video every single time.
I'm saying I haven't watched very many videos, but everyone I've watched has been a little bit different. Like they had that one where like people had to hold their hand on $10,000 or something like yeah. or I don't know, $1 million. I can't remember how much it was.
It was probably just 10 grand.
It was not 10 grand. It was like a block of money.
Yeah.
And the last person to like remove their hand wins.
But that's what I mean. He's done that a bunch of times too. Cause he'll like, hey, last person to take their hand off the Lamborghini wins. Last person to take their hand off the fucking plane wins the plane.
Yeah. You just change the thing out.
Yeah. You just expect it.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying it's bad. I love Mr. Beast. Don't ever get it twisted. Love Mr. Beast.
Don't get it twisted.
But like, he's not like punishing his friends and like punishing their lives.
Yeah. Well, I think that,
you
know,
fucking livelihood.
There's different generations and like Jackass was really popular when we were growing up and then they faded out and then there's no new Jackass group, you know?
So you think that's what it is? They're just trying
I think that's a type of group of friends. It's a type of group of friends that get like think it's hilarious to like torture their friends as pranks, you know?
It's true. That is what the audience wants to see too. They
yeah,
know, and
then
know
so
that.
Like you know, other normal groups of friends that don't do that, like they'll laugh at like watching another group of friends be total jackasses.
There's an example I have of this in my own personal life. So like I was just at JK, right?
Yeah.
And then Nick brought his pugs.
Yeah.
And so like in the comments, all these JK fans are like, "Oh, we love seeing him holding pugs," and it's like, that's like a whole ass comment. It's like, you want to see Joe or Nick or any of us holding pugs? Like, that's what you want to see? In a small way, I can see. Because now it's like, if we were like really stupid tubers, we could be like,
how many pugs can we hold?
We're filling the videos up with pugs.
Yeah.
Listen, we're getting a lot of feedback on the pugs. We're filling them up with fucking pugs here. Hold a goddamn pug, right? Nobody can even sit down without holding a fucking pug. You get a pug when you walk in the room, right? And you don't drop them until we're done filming.
And you call it hugs for pugs.
Nice. Good branding. But yeah, that kind of thing where if you're just a comment obsessed person, you could really warp your content based on just some voices or just pitching shit.
Yeah, you take one and you just exaggerate to like times a million.
You have no idea. You don't. Look, one of my favorite things in the world is this concept of like, well, that person, let me give you an example. I know somebody who thinks that their dog is like the greatest dog ever.
Uh-huh. Everyone thinks that about their dog.
Well, of course. But like they make videos about video games.
Uh-huh.
And like, but they want to showcase their dog a bunch of times in the video games.
Yeah.
And it's like, nobody's here for the fucking dog, dude. Not a single person's here for the dog. But you know what they'll tell you? They have a comment.
Yeah.
That they can underline and show you right now on their phone that they screenshotted.
Yeah.
Where someone says, I love the dog.
Yeah.
And so they take it and run with it and ruin all their fucking content with it.
Yeah.
So now I can't watch their channel anymore.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much fucking dog emphasis.
An emphasis.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I understand.
So yeah. Just don't, you know, look, it's good to get feedback. It really is. It's important.
Yeah. And it's like good to lean into what seems to be working.
But don't let it be like nitroglycerin that like.
And like, it's never going to be enough. Like once you go too once far into feedback, the extreme.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, how, what's going to top, you know, whipping your friends into with a crane?
That's what I'm saying. You don't know what it's going to be next.
Yeah.
I remember, okay, there was one time I was going to do vid and you stopped me from doing it. Well, yeah. It was a couple times you did that. A
couple times, but one of them was...
I'd say under five you've done that. Under five.
Under three.
Under three.
Yes.
So Nikki, I was going to go get shot with a bulletproof mm-hmm. vest on.
Yeah.
Because my buddy Andy at Maker, he was like, that'd be fucking hilarious to watch you get shot.
So funny.
Watch you get shot. And I was like, really? You think it'd be funny? He's like, yeah, I think it'd be fucking hilarious. And I was like...
He watched Reno 911.
Right. Which is funny. But then I was like, I guess I could do that. And I was pitching you. I was like, what do you think? Is that funny to you? And you're like, no, it's not funny. And you're like, also, you could die from that. I'm like, what do you mean you could die from that? From getting shot with a bulletproof vest on?
Super Troopers, I think they did that too.
Yeah, but it's whatever. People get shot in things.
It's a jackass type thing.
And it really wasn't my style of thing.
No, how it got brought up was that your mom didn't want you to do this. And I was visiting your parents for like one of the first times. I can't remember if it was the first or second time. And Steve's like, yeah, my mom doesn't want me to do this. And like, wouldn't it be good though, Nikki, tell her? And I was like, fuck no. Like, I agree with your mom.
Okay. It's confession time.
Yeah.
I really love driving my mom up the fucking wall sometimes.
That's true.
I really enjoy it.
That's very true.
She really has some crazy overreactions to things.
She does. She's a great reactor.
Great reactor. And so when you give her something that's already pretty crazy, it's even better as an overreaction.
Stephen. No.
Oh my goodness,
no,
Stephen Paul.
Stephen.
And that's why.
I also like that she urges you to be like some 50s comedian. Like,
yeah, like Red Skelton.
Yeah, she like Red Skelton. Really wants you to be like a
Johnny Carson, Stephen.
Johnny Carson.
Be like,
yeah.
More like Johnny Carson, Stephen. He was very clean. He didn't need to do all the raunchy things. He was very, very clean. You don't need to do all that stuff, you know? And I'm like, yeah, mom, but I don't laugh unless it's kind of something, I don't know. Like how many?
But see, so you can understand the basis then of how these extremists might feel about like stunt videos. Like if you feel that way about comedy videos where like it doesn't really make you laugh unless it's a little bit pushing the envelope.
Not even envelope. It has to be kind of childish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of childish and like.
Because I'm a big fucking stupid kid.
A silly trolley way,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So like for them, it's not enough to just ding dong ditch their neighbors. Yeah. You know, that's, first of all, people are getting shot for that too. So I wouldn't even I wouldn't ding dong ditch anyone anymore.
Well, now it's a Ring doorbell ditch. If you wanted to update, you got to update your titles and thumbnails.
Yeah. Ding ring. Ditch.
Ding ring doorbell ditch.
Yeah, ding ring doorbell ditch. Or toilet paper someone's house.
That's right.
Like, people are getting shot for pulling into driveways. Okay, yep. So, like, it's a wild world out there. But you can't just, like, if that doesn't get your jollies off, like, you can't just stay there and be like, when I was a kid, we used to just ring a doorbell and run, and it was hilarious. Like, these kids aren't getting, they're just numb to that.
You're right.
So they need to go the extra step forward until it feels like they get the little hit, like the little spike.
It's like watching pornography.
Yeah.
Eventually you're watching cartoons fuck each other.
Octopi. Tentacle porn.
Yeah, you're watching the tentacles try to take you out Snow White.
And
just
then,
to get a nut.
And then where are we? With tentacles and Snow White?
I'm telling you.
It's
that's
pretty
when
hot.
It's like, hey, dude.
It's pretty hot.
It's time to level civilization and start again. That's
pretty hot.
That's the metaphor I use.
Yeah.
For that. It's like, hey, cold turkey time until you're normal again.
You know what's weird is like, there's some people that have to go that extreme. Like, normal sex can't even do that.
Yeah.
Like, get them to react at all.
Yeah. You watch Tinkerbell getting
like,
fisted.
But then there's people that just, like, you show one part of a toe and, like, they go wild about it.
That's a very good point.
Like, how does that work? How are they not immune to feet? Like, how are they not numb? Like, you see feet all the time.
All the time.
All the time. I see them all the time. I don't even want to see your feet, and I see your feet.
I see your feet.
Yeah.
Asshole.
Okay, asshole.
Piece
so,
of
like,
shit.
But, like, you think that the overexposure, like, these people wouldn't get so turned on by feet, but they do.
They really do.
Like, I showed, like, a really, like, small part of my foot in an Instagram story that lasted for, like, 3 seconds the other day. And it got like filled with DMs.
What are they saying?
Well, they want
what's the consensus?
They would like to pay me for personal feet videos.
Personal feet videos.
And they said they wouldn't ask me to do anything weird. Just
already it's
they
weird.
They just want it to be for them.
I support it.
I mean,
I support it.
It is the World Series of Poker right now.
Yeah, you can use some more buy-ins.
I would like some buy-ins. And I'm already showing my feet for free. So, yeah. I mean,
you've been giving away for years.
Don't I deserve.
Don't judge Nikki if she launches
don't
a feet channel.
Do I deserve a paycheck?
Don't judge her if she launches.
Don't be jealous either if
exactly.
It becomes the biggest, hottest new thing on the feet market.
I wish I liked feet because it's like I'm married to you.
I know. And on WikiFeet, I'm rated beautiful feet.
I liked feet, I'd say you have some hot
Thank
feet.
Thank you. I mean, it's just a damn shame that I'm
damn
not.
Damn shame.
They're underappreciated.
One of me and Nikki's favorite quotes that we've ever gotten as a comment, speaking of comments, someone said, oh, this is before we were married.
Yeah.
Me and Nikki were in a video, and I think we were talking about how we were playing Madden, and Nikki kicked my ass as always.
Yeah, I just button mashed, and I would always kick my ass.
Because I suck at Madden. I fucking suck at games. But this guy, he wrote in the comments, he's like, she likes Madden and you guys aren't even married. It's a damn shame.
Yeah. That's my favorite comment.
That's one of the best comments ever.
You didn't say you guys aren't married. You didn't put a ring on
it. You didn't put a ring on it.
Yeah.
It's a damn shame.
It's a damn shame.
Me and her say it's a damn shame so many times. It's just become part of our vernacular.
It's true. I forgot it stemmed from that comment.
It stemmed from that comment.
Yeah. It did.
It's a damn shame.
That's a damn shame. He was so disappointed.
So bummed.
And we'd been dating for like a year.
Yeah.
Like, you got a chick that plays Madden and you don't put a ring on it. It's a damn shame.
And with that, that's all the time we have for today. All
right, guys, just don't do it. Like, honestly.
Yeah, don't do it.
Like, do drugs instead over it. Like, to be honest.
than doing the tubes?
I would rather promote you do drugs than to do, like, stupid-ass shit for clout. Yeah. Viral content for clout. Like, stuff like this where it puts people's lives in danger or you risk going to jail. Or
you risk your own life.
Or you crash a perfectly good plane. Like,
it's a great plane.
Give me the plane and go do drugs.
Yeah.
You go do the drugs. I'll take the plane. I really want to learn how to fly one. So
then
you
gotta store the plane.
That's fine.
It's like a boat.
It's like $2,000 a year. I looked at it. It's not that much.
You looked it up, of course.
It's not that much. The gas is more expensive, but
okay.
Yeah, like storing it, it's not that much. It's not that much. Especially for one of those planes that he crashed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's a damn shame that plane had to go down like that. But when I read it was in Santa Barbara too, I felt personally offended that could have even more gone to me.
That's true. It was right there.
But I could have stopped him. I could have waved and stopped him. Anyway, yeah, so don't do drugs, but do drugs if it's the choices between clout or drugs.
Oh, that's good.
But mostly don't do either.
Good message, though.
Thank you. But do smash that like button and subscribe and share this podcast with your friends.
It helps a lot.
It helps us out a lot. And Mark's been yelling at us that we just don't do enough to promote the show. And
so we're going
to
do the
He's
more.
Right. So
we're going to do more.
I don't know if I'm going to do more, but you should do more. You should do more.
Patreon.com/sticky helps the show so much.
All right. We'll see you guys next
week.
Thanks,
guys.
Thank you. Bye.